"It's all up, Morstan," he was saying as they passed my hut. "I shall have to send in my papers. I'm a ruined man." "Nonsense, old chap," said the other, slapping him up on the shoulder. "I've had a nasty facer myself, but—" That was all I could hear, but it was enough to set me thinking. A couple of days later, Major Sholto was strolling on the beach, so I took the chance of speaking to him. "I wish to have your advice, Major," said I. "Well, Small, what is it?" he asked, taking the cheroot from his lips. "I wanted to ask you, sir," said I, "who is the proper person to whom hidden treasure should be handed over? I know where 500,000 worth lies, and, as I cannot use it myself, I thought perhaps the best thing that I could do would be to hand it over to the proper authorities, and then perhaps they would get my sentence shortened for me." "500,000, Small?" he gasped, looking hard at me to see if I was in earnest. "Oh, quite that, sir, in jewels and pearls. It lies there ready for anyone. And the queer thing about it is that the real owner is outlawed and cannot hold property, so that it belongs to the first comer." "To government, Small," he stammered. "To government." But he said it in a halting fashion, and I knew in my heart that I had got him.